And I think if people don't have that emergency fund to help them when life continues happening as you're paying off that debt, it's a huge demotivating factor if you have to take on more debt as you're trying to pay it off, right?
Yeah. Money works. Investing works. People don't. And this is the whole thing. I think the first two chapters of the new book, even maybe three chapters, it's not like, here, do this and invest. It's like, well, let's actually set up a structure and a way to invest. So once that money is invested, it can stay invested. Investing works. People don't. Money works. People don't. Health and fitness work. I could lose weight if I actually wanted to and if I actually tried. But I'm lazy and I like good stuff. And I can't whinge because we lay in the bed we make for ourselves. The problem I've got is I live in reality. And it's offensive to say you've got debt because you overspend. It's offensive to say don't use credit card if you don't actually want to. It's offensive to say you're not a frequent flyer, you fly twice a year or twice or once every 2 years or whatever. This stuff's offensive, but I actually live in reality. And I want my listeners to live in reality as well.
It is that tricky thing, right, where trying to help people make a change, if they want to make that change, like you say, right, that if you don't want to make a change, that's fine. It's your life. But I always have the rule of you're allowed to complain if you're doing something about it. If you don't want to do anything about it, that's fine. But please don't complain, you know, because you're making that choice, right?
Yeah, it's very interesting. And it's that whole, to a point, you can choose to be a victim or actually go and do something about your situation. Now, I know it's hard. We talk a lot about, you know, work and career, and the book I wrote after the money book was the Sort Your Career Out book, right? And I said this is kind of the prequel to all the money books because the best investment you can ever make is your career. And I tell people, you know, you might not love your job or career at the moment. It could be very hard, and it is very hard to make a pivot. So it's actually, again, we live in reality. It might not happen tomorrow or in 2 months or 6 months. But what we can do is start to think, what do I want my life to look like in 2 years? And I need to put a plan in place. So in 2 years, guess what's happening? The time's going to pass anyway. So how can we do micro things that cumulative effect of that ends in a different spot? And this whole thing is very similar to cause and effect. If you want something to happen in your life, you just have to understand cause and effect. If I want a dwarf lemon tree to grow out the back here on my balcony, I can wish about it all day long, or I can make a list. The causes for that effect to happen. I've got to drive to the big green shed. That's Bunnings. I've got to buy pots. I've got to buy plants. I've got to actually put these multiple steps in place to get the effect that I'm sitting here wishing about. Now, it could be hard for some people to actually get a dwarf lemon tree on their balcony. I get that. It could be hard for people. But you can actually write a bit of a list and start to think, in the next 2 years, I would like to have that dwarf lemon tree. So I need to actually put a plan in place. I just need everyone to know, with any of your money stuff and life and career stuff, it's not easy, but it is worth it if you're not happy with where you are at the moment.